Okay, Mr. Briggs, where are we at number 10?
Item 20 is our status report on perchlorate cases, which I believe is a written report only. We do have staff here to answer questions. We have Christina Seeley here. And Hector, are you here also to answer questions on this item?
Yes.
Okay.
Any questions from the board? I hear a Roger.
They're doing a presentation. Exactly. Christina is not Hector. Hector is pointing to Christina.
I have a very short presentation.
Okay. Christina, I'm sorry.
Just to provide an update.
I didn't have a note on my agenda here.
So my name is Christina Seeley. I work on DOD and perchlorate cleanup sites. I'm just going to provide a short update with respect to cleanup actions at our other perchlorate sites. This is the Whitaker site and United Defense. United Defense recently changed names to BAE Systems. They were bought out by another company.
Christina, could you speak more into the microphone?
Yes.
Thank you.
So this is a figure of the Whitaker site. The lower and middle facilities are where a majority of the contamination are. The text in red shows the different areas that have been identified with volatile organic compounds, perchlorate, and some chrome-6 soil and groundwater impacts. Just to note, there's the domestic wastewater treatment plant for the city of Hollister just north of the site, and the San Benito River flows about 2,000 feet from the facility. This is on the west side of Hollister. So we're going to zoom in to this lower facility and middle facility where the contamination is. And we've recently received a report from them that outlines their next steps in their cleanup action. It's the remedial design report. And they proposed the areas, it's harder to see here, but the areas in gray are the lateral extent of perchlorate contamination above 6 micrograms per liter, and the dotted line is the site boundary. And so this is the lower, and then that's the middle facility. And they've proposed to install an on-site pump and treat system to contain groundwater, which is leaving the site. The purpose is to eliminate continued source to off-site receptors. It will contain groundwater leaving the site. Right now, they've proposed the 6 wells circled in red, and that water will be pumped, it's about 100 gallons per minute, to the proposed treatment system location in yellow, and volatile organic compounds will be treated with granular activated carbon, and perchlorate and chrome-6 will be treated with a bioreactor. And then that will be treated to non-detect values and discharged to the San Benito River under our general permit for highly treated waste piped down this way, and the San Benito River diverges about 2,000 feet off the screen. So go to the next slide. So the schedule, we submitted comments to the remedial design report, which they're currently addressing. They've submitted a notice of intent to enroll in our general permit for highly treated waste, and we're also working with them on creating a fact sheet to distribute to residents, and then the residents will have at least 30 days review and comment on the design. And then once all these items are taken care of, they will start up the system in fall of 2006 this year. And then they'll also have to develop a performance monitoring plan, which will determine if the system is adequately containing groundwater. A year and a half after they start up the system, they'll also determine if it's adequate enough for site-wide groundwater cleanup or if they have to do additional remedial actions. This facility, BAE Systems, is on the other side of Hollister, the east side. And you can see John Smith. It's on John Smith Road. The John Smith landfill is just up the road. Kind of cuts right here. Sorry, it's harder to see, but we're going to zoom into this Arena 1 area, and that's where majority of the perchlorate impacts are. There's also recently been some detections at a windmill well, which is up gradient from any source area at the site. And we're currently looking at another facility, MK Ballistics. right here, which could be the possible source, and we'll provide additional information in the next staff report to determine if it is another perchlorate site. So this is a zoom in on Arena 1. This is an ISO concentration contour map of soil perchlorate impacts. And the areas in white depict the areas where BAE Systems went in and did a bunch of soil excavation. They excavated about 400 cubic yards of perchlorate impacted soil that was greater than 5 milligrams per kilogram. This was just a voluntary interim remedial action to prevent further impacts to groundwater from any stormwater. And this occurred just before the rainy season of this year, just after they completed their soil investigation. They also put a chip seal cover over the entire arena to prevent further migration from stormwater into groundwater. And I think that's it. Is there any questions? I'd like to thank you for your time.
Any board questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christina.
Okay. Agenda item 21, Mr. Briggs.